Now you can hear me. I was muted. Don't. I know. You'll get it. I was muted, but I'm back. You can hear me now. It was a joke. It was a goof. It was a spoof. It was all planned. Me being muted was planned. Anyway, how's everyone doing out there? Happy Meme Monday. Yep, episode 128. And sometimes I still have mishaps where the mic is not on. Wow. What a week, huh? Hey, I want to show you something really cool. Check this out. This is what I woke up to this morning, okay? This is what I woke up to. Check this out. Those are moose. Those are big moose. Maybe not as, they didn't have antlers, but you can't see the third one. That's three moose in front of my house this morning at 6 a.m. Look at that, eating my tree. The nerve of these moose, just chowing down on my tree. Who do they think they are? Not only that, there were six piles of moose scat in my front yard this morning. Welcome to North Idaho, Benny. All right, let's get to those memes. And let's do it. All right, so, yes, the morning after the government steals 1 hour of my sleep, for those of you who participate in the spring forward ritual, yes, I lost an hour of sleep last night, and I'm gonna tame this curl, holy cow. Still up early enough to see the moose right outside this window, right here, devouring, just straight up devouring my tree. Okay, here we go. How's everyone doing? Yeah, okay, listen. There's some stuff going on in the world, and we're going to meme about it. We're going to meme about it today. You guys probably saw this. Now look, I just want to say ahead of time, like, I have no dog in this race. I'm not on Team Trump. I'm not on Team Color Red. I'm not on Team Tucker Carlson or Fox News. That said, the tapes that were released from January 6th are very interesting. There he is, Tucker himself, saying, say hello to my little tapes. You guys know about this, right? January 6th, right? The worst day in American history, where the velvet rope was lifted and everyone was ushered into the building to storm the Capitol. Yes, tapes have been released of the Buffalo Man, Buffalo guy, getting escorted through by the police. The plot thickens. Why is this on Fox News? Why are we seeing this? What is happening? It's peculiar. It's bizarre. It's memeing. Okay? That's the most important thing. That's the most important aspect of it, as far as I'm concerned, is that it's memeing. Let's keep going. Democrats warn that anyone watching unedited January 6th footage could arrive at an unapproved conclusion. By the way, I have a really big announcement that I'm going to announce, that I'm going to relay during the show tonight, today, whenever you're watching this, and it's a big one. It's a really big one for me, so stay tuned. Chuck Schumer warns Buffalo Hat Guy will crawl out of your TV and kill you if you watch Tucker Carlson's January 6th video, where he's being led through the halls, and then he even thanks the police officers. He thanks them for letting him in. Truly bizarre. If you haven't seen the footage, I do. And if you care at all, or if you're just interested, watch it. Very interesting. There he is. And the police officers who ushered him in. They follow him on social media as well. Ooh, there's the sound of a toddler crying. All right. Tucker Carlson releasing January 6th footage is a threat to our democracy. How dare you diminish the importance of, 1-6. This is what's interesting about me doing a show that, like, touches on news topics, is I pay literally zero attention. I can't say zero. Zero attention would mean that I wouldn't be looking at memes. So I pay, 5%. Very little amount of my attention goes towards the news. So the fact that I touch on this stuff at all on a show every week is hilarious. All right, let's move on. Is anybody out there? Hello? Chat's pretty good. How's everybody doing out there? Say something in the chat. I want to hear from you. Tucker Carlson reveals startling footage of who was behind January 6th. All right, you're there. Good. You're just so engrossed in the show, you're not talking. I get it. All right. Spooked by January 6th footage, McConnell withdraws head into his shell. Yeah, what's up? Good. Yay, marvelous Monday memery. Indeed. Here's that January 6th narrative collapsing, but what is the who knows? Like, that's the thing. One thing I do know is I know some people who were there on January 6th, and they said it was nothing like what the media portrayed it to be. And I know some people who actually lost their jobs because they attended January 6th. They were there. They were in D.C. January 6th, and they lost their jobs as a result. That's a real thing. That's a real narrative. So regardless of your opinion on Trump or January 6th in general, whatever, like there was a lot of collateral damage that went down. Here's me, though. If there's hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of footage, apparently, y'all got any more of it? I'd like to see some more, maybe. Maybe. If it pops up in my meme feed, I'll look at it, you know? They followed Hornboy with cameras, I know. The police were escorting him. Huh? Never forget, folks. Never forget the worst day in American history. Very scary day. I was scared. So much weirdness in the last few years. Clown University. All right. Uh-oh. They know January 6th was a lie. Crash the banks! friendly reminder, all these memes can be yours by signing up for the meme mailing list. Click the link in the description below to get your memes delivered to you tomorrow. Interest-free. Joe Biden says, I'm here to crash bicycles and economies, and I'm all out of bicycles. Yeah. Silicon Valley Bank. You guys saw that, I'm sure. Silicon Valley Bank is the largest bank to fail since the 2008 crisis. Largest bank to fail so far. Spirit Halloween already knows where they're going to set up. A very nice location. Unlike a step up from the dilapidated warehouse that Spirit Halloween set up at here in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I mean, it's really... I didn't go. I wanted to go because the Spirit Halloween store here in Coeur d'Alene was in a old, disgusting warehouse. Not that fancy schmancy Silicon Valley Bank building. The banking system remains resilient and stable. Meanwhile, the banking system. And here you will find all the money the banks actually have. So since the beginning of the year, since the start of 2023, I've been paying for everything in cash. Not always the easiest thing to do. For me, it's easy. But not for the people who I'm paying. Cashiers, various places of commerce I visited, don't always have change for me. In fact, I'd say they probably don't have change for me 70% of the time. And sometimes they get the change wrong. I have to make sure I double check and they're making sure they give me the right amount back. It's just an interesting time. CJ's Hobbies, $20 camera fund. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, thank you, CJ. That's fantastic. I do appreciate that. I will certainly apply that towards my camera, which I have not purchased yet. Thank you. Awesome. CJ's Hobbies, $20 super chat. Can it be beat? That's the real question. And if not, also fine. Russian dementia care facilities are using Biden on their posters. Whoa. Check that out. Hilarious. Russia. Russians can appreciate a good meme. Last night was the Oscars, and best actor goes to Vladimir Zelensky. Actually, best actor award went to Encino Man himself, Brendan Fraser. I didn't even know the Oscars even happened until this morning. But they happened. Yeah, they were last night. So, there you go. Russian actors, knowing their roles as bad guys in spy films, are secure for the next 3 decades. You guys ever have moose show up in your yard before? That was a trip. And I don't really know what I'm going to do with all that moose scat. It's a lot. 6 piles of moose scat is a lot for 1 yard. Anyway, figure it out. Breaking news, the Fed introduces new $1 bill. Moose poop is great compost. Cool. Great. You guys want to come scoop it up and take it? Someone want to come grab it? It's free. Free compost grade moose scat. Send me a message. Sign up for the mailing list and I will, we'll talk. I did not have financial relations with that lab. You get it. You get it. Let's keep it moving. Here's the system that locked them in their homes for 2 years. And Americans, side hustle. That'd be a sad day for me. It actually wouldn't even be a side hustle. That's like a one-time offer. Come and get it. Free-range organic moose poop. Indeed. Six piles. Only 6 piles left for you to scoop up. Scoop up your pile. Okay, I'm going to move on. All right. If you want to keep dangerous weapons out of the hands of the mentally ill, well, don't elect them into office. Logic. Start a compost, man. Nope. I'm not going to do it. Not this year. Just being honest, it's not going to happen. No time, no interest, not this year. But thanks for chiming in. All right, here we go. I haven't fact-checked this one, but in Iraq, they have a monument to the shoe that was thrown at George W. Bush. Laugh out loud. Anybody? Oh, I should have put that video in this. We have I did a collab with Luke Radowski back in like 2014 or 15 called Coach Radowski's Brass Balls Shoe Throwing Academy, something like that. And it was inspired by the shoe that inspired this monument. Moving on. Them, don't talk politics around my friends, okay? Me. And when I say me, I mean some of you. I know you're out there. I know some of you right now are looking at the team going, oh, guilty, guilty. I know it. Because I know some of you. I know what you guys talk about. I know the claims you make. And the woman of the year goes to a man. Here's biological males taking female awards. That's like your opinion, man. Good one. Very good. Whoa. when it's your first day of first grade, but your parents are Democrats? Again, I even said it last week. I don't even want to repeat myself, but just because I make fun of Democrats doesn't make me a Republican. For the record, for the 1 billionth time, I don't care if you call me a radical, far-right extremist. It's just not true. Dating a guy that drives an electric car? Gosh, I hope I don't get him pregnant. ...2023 problems, am I right? Roseanne Barr. Officially cuter than Madonna. Things that happened in 2023. Wow. We are in the upside down, folks. I met Roseanne Barr. Filmed a video for Roseanne Barr. Joy Camp filmed her presidential... Or was it presidential? Or was it government? I mean, governor. Was it president? I think it was a presidential ad. Joy Camp was hired to film Roseanne's presidential campaign video when she did that years ago. She was very nice. Oh, going off the rails is so hot right now. Don't sit too close to the TV, you're gonna ruin your eyes. 20 years later. That's where we're at. Is the video still working or is it glitching? Oh, he's not glitching. It's glitching on my end. Are you guys good? Is the stream still clear? I'm gonna keep going until, well, I have no choice but to keep going. Me in 2040, dying in the operating table, on the operating table, because my doctor used ChatGPT to pass medical school. All right, as long as it's clear on your end, that's all that matters. Ah, there's my baby boy. Ah, there's my little Oscar guy. 11 months old today, looking at me through the door. All right, it's laggy. Uh-oh, well, hopefully we have enough bandwidth. Defund the police cafeteria, you know what I'm saying? Oh, let's keep going. All right, that brings me to this announcement. Okay, this is the big one, guys. See this word right here? This word is parhesia. Parhesia means to speak freely or boldly. It's also a class that I've been teaching for the last 2 years, and I'm only going to do one more season. That's it, folks. Parhesia is coming to an end. And I'm going out with a bang with one more season. So if you're the person who's been on the fence saying, I'll do it someday, well, that someday is now because it's not going to happen again. I'm not offering it again. One more time, and that's it. Now, if you want to buy it, that's awesome. Just know the registration is not open yet. If you want to know when it opens, click the link below to get on my wait list. That's the fast track to getting in the class. Get on the wait list, click the link below, and know that this is the last time I'm offering Parhesia. It is what it is, and I want you involved. So don't be the fence sitter anymore. Don't be the person who's waiting for the special day, the perfect time for it to work for you. You gotta join now, or else you're gonna miss the boat forever. I'm sorry, not sorry. I want you involved, I really do. It's an amazing thing, and you gotta sign up because it's not gonna happen again. Click the link below, get in the waiting list, and you'll hear from me shortly regarding when registration will open up and when you can sign up officially. More on that later. Let's keep going. When they call you a conspiracy theorist, but you are really just a history buff with mild autism. Oh, my tinfoil hat is getting bigger and more stylish. Yes, yes, yes. The time to talk with zombies is coming to a close. No, 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 no. If you're saying that, if you think that you're too good to talk to people, people you consider to be zombies, I think you should sign up for the class. Because I'm not giving up on... It's not because I'm giving up on talking to people. I have a lot of reasons why I'm moving on from Parhesia, but it's, if anything, it's to double down on the change that we can and the impact we can have in this world and not writing, by not writing people off. So I think that if you're one of those people who just writes people off because you think they're zombies, you should sign up for the class. Conspiracy theorists being chased by the CDC, MSM, and fact checkers. Who's winning? Never give up on people because you never know when their activation point may happen. It happens like that. When it happens, it happens. Not to say everyone will, but a lot of people have in the last few years, that's for sure. And you can play a part in their awakening. Even if it's not instantaneous, because it might happen. Like, plant a seed now, a few years later, that seed may germinate and grow into a person who would watch a show like this. Let's keep going. Not that we're keeping track or anything. No one's keeping track. I'm not keeping track. All right, let's keep going. Well, here we go. Here you go. When you need to have a normal conversation with a person so you fluoride yourself. That is not a recommendation. When your friend's a sheep, but you respect their free will to slumber and love them anyways. I like that. I don't really like calling people sheep, but it's a funny meme, and I can. It's something I can get behind. That's a sentiment I can get behind. In case you're wondering, this is what the back of the Matrix looks like. You know, and Neo's pulling out all of his plugs. This is what was juicing him up. Little known fact. Gaslighting is not real. You're just imagining things again. I prefer reality analyst. Yeah, I don't like the term conspiracy theorist. I think it's very dismissive. It's just people who are searching for more perspective and not blindly trusting, not outsourcing their thinking to authority, to the experts. Man, self-conscious about being the only person in Walmart using his legs. Justin Bieber looks like a roofer that disappears on payday after you give him his check. True that. Actually, it's like one of the guys you hire from Craigslist for one day's work, like scraping popcorn texture off a ceiling. I did fix and flip remodeling, so. All right, boss, please turn your cameras on for the Zoom meeting. Me. Fort McHenry gets bombarded by the British, but the American flag is still there. Francis Scott Key writes the national anthem. Kanye and, I guess that's, is that Lord? Anyway, hey, can you buy cigarettes for us? Good. Hey, have you tried speaking to the manager within? Cashier arrested for memorizing over 1,300 customers' credit card information for online purchase. Meanwhile, me trying to remember today's date. Or cleaning up six piles of moose. But yeah, he looks like the kind of guy I would find on Craigslist to come over and scoop up six piles of moose scat, but not to use for composting. No, he'll sell it. He'll figure out a way to sell it. I hope that's what he would do with it. Anyway, what are we even talking about? There's six-year-old me and a woman with the same height and hair as my mom. People who studied abroad 10 years ago when someone doesn't pronounce it Barcelona. Barcelona. And don't you dare call it Spain if you're in Barcelona. That's a big no-no. It is Catalan. Oh, no, sorry. It's Catalonia. And you speak Catalan, right? Oh, man. I shouldn't have said that because I don't know what I'm talking about. I think I know what I'm talking about. I've been to Spain three times, but only Barcelona once. She finally texted back after 15 hours. Now I'm going to make her wait 27 seconds. When you're tired, nap at the bottom of your ladder. If you get caught, the boss will think you fell. Quite the Spaniard. I'm not. It's just one of those random things. Like, it's my most, other than Mexico, it's my most frequented country. And I never would have guessed that before I went there, but I just kept going back for some reason. Me in my mirror at home versus me in a photo taken at the party. Printer, we're out of cyan. Me, it's okay, it's just black and white. Printer, I said we out of cyan. I've been there. Me, looking for a stall. The guy taking a poop. Very funny, very accurate. It's funny because it's true. Ooh, look, it's that limited edition Mario milk. Only $240. Cyan overstepping, it's true. Ask for details. Limited edition. Who's excited for the Super Mario Brothers movie? All right. Venn diagram for starting a fight, petting a dog, and consoling a child. Just take it in. Let's read that one. I'll take a sip. Hey, buddy. People still watch movies. Exactly. Is it with women named Maria and Louise? That's clever. My body is my journal, and my tattoos are my story. I kind of want to watch this movie, Everything Anywhere, Everywhere, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I kind of want to see it. I haven't paid any attention to movies for a long time, but I've heard good things about that one, and then it just swept the Oscars last night, apparently. Someone pointed out this tower is leaning, and now I can't unsee it. Whoa. I've been there too. Leaning Tower of Pisa. I went there in 2008, took a selfie with my digital camera. Took a selfie because I was all alone, backpacking. My field of F-U-C-K-S has blossomed. It seems I must care about things for a short time. Yeah, be the first to take a photo holding it up. Good idea. Yeah, I thought about it. Missed my chance, apparently. When someone changes lanes to pass you and gets stuck behind a slower car. It is very satisfying. Last movie I saw in the theater was 2011. Holy cow, that's a long time ago. What movie was it? Java Lily. What movie was it? It's a long time ago. And it's a very specific year. So, spill the beans. What movie was it? Maybe oversharing my deranged thoughts with strangers on the internet isn't the best use of my time. If this is you, consider signing up for Parhesia Season 6, the last and final season of Parhesia, The Art of Communication. Friends with benefits, blind date. Oh, cool. Still with me to this day. And we have a child now. Amazing. That's a happy story. That's way better than a movie. I'd watch that movie. I am the darkness. Oh, you want cuddles? Okay, I give cuddles, but I am still the darkness. And we met on Craigslist. LOL, holy cow, how do you meet someone on Craigslist? Like one of those personal ads? 2011. I think I was probably... Yeah, 2011, I was on OkCupid. Maybe Match.com. But that was an upgrade. I like moved up to Match.com. I paid for Match.com. I was there. I did it. Didn't do Tinder though. I never made it to Tinder, but I definitely did OkCupid and Match. Oh, how the tables have turned. Pizza on pineapple. Okay. Very good. 5 seats in the front, 7 seats in the middle, 5 seats in the back. Hi, Kubaru. It's poetry in motion. Very good. Very good. Part man, part boat, all cop, robot cop. Listen, I don't make the memes. I just appreciate them so much. I collect the ones that I like and share them with you. Those who listen to music in the 90s will know these next two references. That's me in the corner. That's me in a cockfight losing to a pigeon. And who could forget, and after all, you're my Vanderwall. Oh, I got an LOL. I got an LOL in the chat. Got one. Oh, got a couple more laugh faces. LOLs. Nice. Nice. Crushing it with these 90s songs references. Possibly the most frightening talent of the brown bear is an uncanny ability to blend seamlessly into the environment in an almost chameleon-like manner, allowing them to easily surprise their unsuspecting prey. Do you see the bear in this photo? He needs those parts for his spaceship. He's going to outer space. Doesn't he know otter space isn't real? All right. Influencers, after giving money to the homeless man on camera, now thank me and shake my hand. good. Very good. Ooh, a cat on all caps, LOL. Nice. Nice. Change makes noise in my pocket. The lady who lives outside of the 7-Eleven. Benny, you truly are a dad. Yes, I am truly a dad. And these memes would have made me laugh at any point in my life. I guess I've had a dad's sense of humor since I was a child. Gosh, Americans will use anything but the metric system. And finally, this is how I feel when I have to scroll down to the year I was born. All right. What the? No, get out of here, Moose. What are you doing? I don't want to show that moose again. Moose are just, they're just, it's like my, are they my spirit animal now? They're just appearing at my house outside my window. Anyway, like I said, this is it, folks. The last season of Parhesia. If you want in, click the link below to get on the wait list so I know who's interested. I want to know who's interested, and I have a limited amount of people I can take. I've said this before, if you're watching the show, you know I can only take about 20 people in the class. I want you involved, and the best way to get all the information on when the class starts and to reserve your seat is to get on the waiting list. So click the link in the description below and know this is it. The final season of Parhesia is here. If you've been waiting, well, stop waiting. Just say yes. All right. That's all. I really wish I had linked up my Coach Rudowski's brass ball shoe throwing. That's what it's called. To just bookend that meme about the monument in Iraq. But I didn't, so I won't. Also, yeah, follow me on Instagram and Facebook because I'm populating those social media platforms with more content and trying to expand my reach. And I think that those of you who like me, who tune in for this show, will appreciate that content as well. So I might be doing an Instagram live a few times this week to kind of talk about challenges that people have with communication, with conversation, and simple solutions, my experience, what qualifies me to be an instructor for a course like Parhesia, where I've come from. So yeah, if you want to check me out on other social media platforms, friend me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, and subscribe to this YouTube channel, by the way. If you're watching this and you're not subscribed, just smash the like button and subscribe for more content. And that's it, everybody. Get on the waiting list so you know when the season begins, when registration opens, all that. I want you there for the last, for the send-off, the grand finale of Parhesia, the Art of Communication, coming soon. All right, take care, everybody, and I will see you all very soon. And reach out to me with any questions you might have. Much love. Thanks for the support. I will see you next week. Goodbye.